Okay, thank you. Benito?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So let me just start by saying I agree with a lot of what Grace said and what Ken Aaron said and what Duane said. And Duane just pointed to some of what I was going to speak to. You know, at PFW, we promote these clubs, these nightclubs that, you know, from both local as well as national and international talent. And we don't get a cent. We don't get 1 cent, as far as I know it. And then there are the issues of Pagola, you know, particular programmers have relationships with particular, you know, club owners and this and that, and they do their own little games. And these programmers make money off of this stuff. And there's no way, I mean, we have no consistent policy on written on black and white. So I have to hold people accountable. So, you know, I mean, at PFW, for instance, we're, you know, it's, our slogan is jazz and justice. You know, so we are trying to promote jazz. We do want to promote the art. But we should be able to get something from it without incurring this, without promoting corporate sponsorship with all the negatives that that brings and which Grace spoke to. So I think that we at Pacifica have to find, well, if I can do this last sentence.
We have to,
thank you, Madam Chair. We have to invent some hybrid. And maybe Mr. Kriegler, I'm hoping, can help us with this. We have to get something from our efforts. But at the same time, we cannot, you know, commit a mortal sin in the Catholic Church's language, you know, by going for corporate underwriting. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Was Eric going to speak about the underwriting issue?
Yes, if I might, unless you'd like to go first.
Why don't you speak about that, because I wanted to change the subject to one of the other topics.
Okay.
I'll just say quickly, I'm not familiar with the FCC regulation our colleague spoke about, but I will say two other public entities are currently doing it. I don't know, are accepting underwriting. I'm not saying we should do it because they're doing it, but apparently they're not constricted from doing it. I mean, there's obviously no restraints on them because they've been doing it for years. But more importantly, here in Washington, we've had a relationship with corporate entities for many, many years. It's been suspended. When I first got here, I knew it because I assisted with it. It was basically known as the employee match program. So we weren't beholden to these companies. Essentially, I'm sure you probably know what I'm getting at. If you worked for whomever, if you contributed $50, the company would contribute $50. It all went up to a certain amount. It may be $500. But this money was it's not something new that we'd be entering into a relationship with these people. And obviously, we don't have to take it from whomever, but we have taken corporate money in the past through our employee matching. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Before we go on to the next topic, Jim, I wanted to say that this does seem like a topic that's ripe for discussion. So I'll keep it on the agenda, and we can maybe come up with something more concrete. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, it would be useful
Benito mentioned that Kriegler did a workshop. It'd certainly be useful to gather as much information about this, because I tend to agree with everybody on this issue. But let me change it to two things that are on this list here. First of all, I don't think any of us would disagree that it's important for all the stations to cooperate about the midterm elections in any kind of creative ways they can. I would offer it as a resolution, but I don't think we'd really disagree with that at all. I don't think any of us would. That there should be national cooperation between all the stations to cover what's going on. You know, I don't know if this, we're all watching this all the time. So that, I think, is a no-brainer. But the thing I wanted to talk about is traffic management. And what I mean by that is the sort of, I don't think it's counter-revolutionary to have on the air in a seamless way the announcement of the station itself, the IDs, taking people and at a certain time in the clock of an hour, announcing that there's going to be a show on later for promotion. And I had been in program council meetings at BAI going back several decades where this was argued, agreed upon, and then never implemented again. And I think we have to sit there and talk about this in some concrete way about what goes on in all the stations, because I think that part of the problem is that this is not being done in any kind of rational way. I could be wrong. I don't know what it's like in the California stations or Texas or Washington. I do know in New York it is done in a slipshod fashion at times. And I think it results in the lack of audience that we have in the stations. Now, I have some good news, actually, to announce that last time we announced that the cumulative WBAI, according to terms of Nielsen ratings, was about 80,000 in August. For some reason, and we don't know, I don't have been able to figure it out, it's jumped up to 200,000 in September. We just got the new Nielsen rating. So that's actually a positive increase in audience, which is a good thing to say. But the traffic management issue, I think, really has to be dealt with in a creative, sophisticated way. Morning edition, when they're on, in 15 minutes, they announce the station in different ways six times every 15 minutes. Of course, they have more resources than us, but we have to think of ways to aim our shows in morning drive to people who are going to work. I don't think we do that, at least in New York, as well as we could.
Okay, and are you suggesting a remedy?
I'm suggesting that we figure out a way to come up with a common sense policy that could be adopted throughout the system about traffic management, station IDs being announced in different ways. I mean, and this is, of course, something where everybody can come to the plate with different points of view about it, obviously. But I think it's one problem that I've seen consistently in New York for years. If somebody's in morning drive, where we're aiming at an audience, the largest audience in the New York City market, they ID the station once every 20 to 30 minutes, well, that's ridiculous. That doesn't work. And we've seen it not work in the kind of audience we get in the morning. So I just think that this is something that has to be really addressed, and maybe we can come up, and I don't want to be rigid about it, but, you know, I don't know what goes on at the other stations, how much of a problem this is in the other stations in the United States, in the Pacific Network. I think it's a question of training, and because a good, well-trained producer knows not to make that mistake. But sometimes people get on the air and they're not even told about this kind of thing. So that's another question, the training issue. I think it'd be useful sometime to bring on this person who runs the apprenticeship program at KPFA and have him on one of these live conference calls and hear what they do out there and see what we can learn or not learn from that experience.
Hi.
Thank you, Mr. Stigman. Yes, Ms. Davis. Madam Chairwoman, it's Sabrina.
Welcome, Sabrina.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Sorry for being late.
Okay. Well, glad to have you. All right. So Dingman, would you like to propose a motion or a timeline, maybe following the questions that we are putting together for the program directors, and perhaps in the same vein, Eric, you could propose a timeline for compiling the various issues on the underwriting. Not that we have to do it today, but I would ask if both of you would consider putting together sort of a timeline and direction for these two projects.
Okay, I have to wait for this chopper to pass from overhead. Just give me a few seconds, or somebody else can speak. There's a helicopter over my head right now.
Okay.
Well, I can go ahead. Maybe you can hear me. Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. Sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
It'll be great to conference with at least one or other. Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
so,
I'll work.
So, underwriting. So, okay, I would be happy to partner with you on that if you need a partner.
Yes.
Jim, would you be willing to propose a timeline for creating this policy, something that would fall after?
I'll work on, if anyone wants to work on the traffic management issue with me, fine. I'd be more than happy to do it. I'll take a couple of weeks. But I also wanted to propose a motion that we all support the coordination of information between the stations about coverage of the midterm elections. I don't even think we need to argue that. I think that's something all of us would agree upon, that that'd be a good thing to do. Or maybe I'm wrong. But I think that we all agree, that we suggest that we send it up to the PNB, we send it out to the program directors, that all the stations try to cooperate in coordinating coverage about the midterms.
Absolutely. And we need to have with the Kavanaugh,
okay. All right, Jim. Think about putting together language. Sabrina?
Thank you so much. I apologize, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we need to have some diversity as far as the voices are concerned. The only time we have any diversity as far as the voices are concerned is not when the people are hosting. It's always the same, the same white people. And it's getting kind of old at this point. We had it with the Kavanaugh hearing. We had it with the Comey hearing. And it's just old. You know, there's a lot of people that are not white that make up a diverse part of Pacifica and, each individual station. So
amen.
I think there needs to be more of an effort, mm-hmm. A hell of a lot more of an effort to include our voices, people of color, on these major broadcasts, because, we pay taxes just like everybody else, along with everything else that we deal with in this country. So, for God's sake, we're talking about Pacifica. This isn't CBS or MSNBC or any of these other mainstream, and we don't need to sound like them. Thank you.
Okay, so Sabrina, would you compose something to add to Jim's motion? Jim, do you have a motion?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Jim?
Yeah, and also the internet issue.
Hold up. You're not proposing a motion right now? You're going to do it at the next meeting?
No, I'll propose a motion right now. I propose a motion that we encourage all the stations to collaborate and diversify the voices that are talking to our various markets around the country.
Hold on, are you writing that down?
I'll write it down.
And diversify.
Diversify the voices speaking to our audiences around the United
voices
States.
Voices of commentary.
Voices of commentary around the United States on these critical issues raised by the midterm elections 2018. And someone else can rewrite and add to that any way they want. But something
okay.
Along the lines to them. And I agree with Sabrina,
okay.
We need to figure out a way to diversify all the different voices talking about this.
And diversify the voices, okay. I'm not sure if people will understand that, but for the time being, that's good. What else did you want to say?
The other thing is I went to a law firm last week in Manhattan where they were talking about the Music Modernization Act, which is in front of Capitol Hill, which will affect us in terms of broadcasting. It's sort of an updated Digital Millennium Act. And one of the things they were talking about, which we really – I think we have to think about is the whole question of streaming in the stations. I understand that at KPFA there was a video streaming thing on the website for a while. Then it was taken down. I don't know if they're still there, but I think that all the stations around the United States need to explore having video streaming as a supplement to the analog radio that's going on 168 throughout the whole week. And they also have to think specific to their markets about streaming operations that are essentially creating new radio stations. And I'm thinking of New York, because I can see we could compete with certain stations that have tremendous audience if we adopted internet radio stations or streaming operations that essentially create a completely new radio station that's operating under our aegis.
Okay, so that's a new topic. Before going into that, I would like to finish the motion. We're running out of time.
All right, fine. All right.
The motion to encourage all stations to collaborate and diversify, and diversify the voices of commentary from around the United States, around these critical issues in the midterm elections. Does anybody want to contribute to that motion, or does it stand to make the point?
Well, people can modify it any way they want.
It's a motion that we're going to take to the PMB. You know, we have to do committee reports. We should probably do that now.
Definitely. I'm unfortunately in transit. Tim? Are you the author of this motion, right? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just putting it forth right now.
Okay, great. So I would just make it more of a mandate as far as the there must be diverse voices included in the hosting of the broadcast, you know, like at least one person of color, you know.
Diverse voices included
in the broadcast
of color.
Yeah, right. Including people of color.
Offering, hosting, and commentary.
Yes, thank you, yes.
During the coverage. Okay.
Right.
So, okay.
And Lisa, for the stack, I just say,
Encourage all of the stations to collaborate and mandate their to collaborate on coverage of the U.S. elections, and mandate there must be diverse voices, including people of color, offering, hosting, and commentary during the coverage.
And Lisa, for the stack, you don't have to say that, but I would just specify with them basically as non-Caucasian. If you...
Yeah, I like that one better. Yeah, non-Caucasian, yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Who was on the ball?
Ken to the stack. Ken to the stack.
So we're thinking of non-Caucasian. Yes, Ken.
Ken to the stack, please.
Yes, Ken.
I object strongly.
Okay.
It's one thing to say you want a diverse coverage from different points of view representing the community or all communities and so forth. But to exclude any particular community is racist. And I hope this is going out on the air. You might as well say, we don't want anybody from the LGBT community because they get too much coverage on our station. You can't say non-Caucasian.
You can say I want diverse coverage,
but you cannot
Sabrina says stack.
Part
Sabrina.
Of the society that's discriminatory.
Sabrina says stack.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Are you go ahead, Jim. Are you finished?
I'm sorry, Jim.
Ken. Yes. Okay, who was next on the stack? Sabrina?
Sabrina, thank you.
Sabrina?
Yeah, somebody else was talking too, though. I don't want to get interrupted.
Yeah, I asked to speak to, I asked to get on the stack, but it was after Sabrina.
Go ahead, Benito. Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine, too. It's a erroneous even think for a second that anybody that is not white is racist. We don't have the economic power to be racist, so you can just wipe that off. But as far as using the phrase of non-Caucasian, we can change it. That's fine if that makes you feel better, Ken. But I still think you're wrong on a personal level, and we can argue about that later, okay? Thank you.
Benito.
You feel all Caucasians are racist? That's fine.
No, that is not what I said. Do not take my words and twist them around. That is not what I said. Like I said, we can talk about this later, Ken. I am not going to argue with you about this right now. You are out of line.
Hold on. This whole conversation is getting out of control, Sabrina.
East doesn't.
Calm down, please. Ken, calm down.
I enjoy beer. I drink beer. I love beer.
Benito.
What brand, Eric?
Benito.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, do you drink beer?
Excuse me?
I was asking if you drink beer, Catherine. Do you drink beer?
I like tequila. Benito.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm not going to get hung up on whether we use one term or another term, be it non-Caucasian or people of color, or you can invent another word. But the bottom line is this. Anybody remember something called affirmative action? White people have had too much privilege over 500 years in this country, and for anyone to be on this in Pacifica, I don't care whether it's a PNB, LSB, or name it, whatever you want to name it. But I think it's appalling, to say the least, that anybody would make a comment like what I heard a few minutes ago. So I suggest that we all remember that regardless of what the powers that be might like us to forget, but there is something called affirmative action. It still exists in this country, and to the extent that it doesn't, then I would think that it is the responsibility of Pacifica to help refresh people's memory and bring it to the forefront and put it in action internally. That's it.
All right, thank you. All right, anyone else for the stack? Or
yeah,
any more? Contribution to the motion, yes, Jim.
The wording right now is, could you read the wording that you have?
Encourage all stations to collaborate on coverage of the U.S. elections and mandate there must be diverse voices, including people of color, offering hosting and commentary during the coverage.
That's pretty good. I don't think there's any people disagree with that.
This is Eric. Eric can go to the stack just for a second.
I think that's good.
Hold on, Grace, please, Eric.
Yeah, I'm 99.99% on the same page with Benito. You know, it's saying we're going to include persons of color or be diverse or something like that. I mean, I would go the other route. Says, well, we'll include white people as well. I mean, I don't want to be considered a footnote in our programming. You know, I think it's all
okay.
Falling. Yeah, that's it. I'm not a footnote. I've been black for 75 years. My relatives have been around. We're not footnotes. So we don't want to say, I'll go along with what it, I mean, I see what your point is. But I mean, it's almost like TV. We become tokens. They add one person. you know, I'm happy to include white people.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Grace.
I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Grace.
Well, maybe if somebody wants to, I think the wording is good. Maybe somebody wants to add the word significant or substantial diversity or something like that to
that
indicate.
There must be, and mandate there must be a substantial.
Is this the same part that I'm reading right now? Because
number.
Thank you. Bye.
Participation or whatever.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Steve Pride.
Who is that?
Steve Pride. He's from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. I don't know who he is. Sabrina, for the stack, please.
Yes, Sabrina.
Okay, well, I think folks need to understand the history of our station out here in Berkeley. I mean, just like with these hearings, there were no black folks. And if there were, they were just over the phone. There was no Latino folks. And if they were, they were just over the phone. It's the same people all the time. And it's old and it's tired. And if I want to hear the same white folks, I would listen to MSNBC or watch MSNBC or CNN or NPR or a lot of the shows on NPR. Because it's the same thing over and over and over again, and it's frustrating. We got a lot of talent up here that's being overlooked, and it just is one of those things that just really gets at me.
All right, Jim to the stack.
So,
okay, hold on. So Sabrina was like, look at the history. I want to put myself on the stack. Since I haven't spoken, then I'll go Jim and Ken. I would say that this is indeed a significant issue. I've been a producer for 20 years. I was public affairs for 10 years. And in that time period, there has been a certain egoism with regard to national programming that needs to be overcome. So this also looks like having someone represented from every station, have people represented from the various constituents of Pacifica, and one or two people not be tasked with always having that role. So I essentially agree with these points based on the historical record. Jim?
Well, you know, I can remember when they would only depend on Larry Bensky to be the commentator for these kind of shows. And what that does do, and one of the reasons why, in recent years, they'll just simply go to Amy. And my problem all the time with that is that there are indeed, as people have said, lots of talented people in the local areas that are never tapped. And that includes African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, tons of brilliant, bright people who aren't tapped to comment on these issues. And one of the things I felt is important is that locally we can develop. I know in New York, you know, I think Linda was doing this with the Kavanaugh hearings initially, but there are lots of talented people in the Northeast and in New York City who can come and participate and just not simply have to depend on one or two people nationally being sort of the pace setters, because they have, in the case of Democracy Now!, they have a $10 million budget, so they have resources to just simply come in there. But I think locally, each station has great talent that can come in and talk about these issues. And along the lines of Sabrina, I said, yeah, I'm totally, because this always drives me nuts. I know so many talented and smart people in New York of color who can talk about these issues, and they're never tapped on. And,
all right, time. We're out of time almost. I want to give Ken his opportunity to speak. Ken?
Yeah, fine. I apologize if I seem to get heated there. It's just in the past we've had religious segregation on picking staff, and racial segregation of the country. And it doesn't solve anything by isolating one group and excluding them. It's just to ask for diversity and be very careful in our statements to the public that we're not excluding anybody, we're including everybody. I agree with Jim Dingman. We certainly don't have that problem at KPFK. We have a very diverse group of political commentators on prime time, drive time. So it's not an issue at KPFK. And maybe KPFA, I don't think it is WPFW.
Okay.
So, Mark, I'm not getting into conversation, but I agree with the motion as stated. I just objected to isolating and turning it into an unnecessary political statement of saying non-Caucasians. That's a whole different
Ken, thank you, Ken. The motion as it now stands encourages all...
I appreciate
all
it, Ken, but Anissa? Anissa for the stack.
No,
I appreciate Ken's response. Unfortunately, I have to say the fact is I am Caucasian, and I've seen too much representation of myself. That's why I was trying to make a joke about we would say definitely emphasize the persons of color.
Okay. Thank you, Anissa. So the motion, encourage older stations to collaborate on coverage of the U.S. elections and mandate there must be a substantial number of diverse voices, including people of color, offering hosting and commentary during the coverage. So, including... are there any objections to this motion?
Sounds good,
Kathy.
Okay, so hearing no objections,
Madam Chair,
carries, and we can present it to the PNB during the next meeting during the committee reports. Okay, we are out of time for this meeting. If there's no other final words, this meeting will be adjourned.
Catherine, two things.
Catherine, you have my email address. This is Eric in Washington. You have my email address.
Yes, I do.
Catherine, have we set the schedule for the next meeting?
We have an ongoing schedule till January.
Okay, good. And will somebody...
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, is the Secretary going to send out a warning email to the people who haven't shown up for two meetings in a row?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Madam Chair, right. This is Benito, real quick.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I don't... Could someone send the committee... an email laying out the words of the motion and in the future, can we try to make sure that our motions are in written form before we vote on them?
Say that again, Benito.
Just that we get a copy of the motion.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
That in the future, let's make sure that we write the motion before we vote on it.
Okay, that seems like a fair request. Put it on the agenda for our next meeting. Yes?
I'm probably misunderstanding this. Are you suggesting if there's a motion placed in front of us that we get a copy within the next 30 seconds or so, or this is something for future meetings or future discussion?
Well, the motions that were passed in this meeting, I can send out a copy of, well, certainly of the motion that we just passed. I can send that out to everyone. I'm going to bring that to the PNB on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Catherine.
Okay. I'm going to drop off now. This is Washington. Catherine, okay. So hit me up, Catherine. We'll talk.
Okay, very good. Okay,
right,
thank you all. This meeting is adjourned. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.